Part 3, starting now. One of the difficulties of life in many offices and places of work is that unless the firm is very small, a mere junior very seldom comes into contact with the real boss at all. It is like the army in this respect. Any complaints to the commander have to go upwards through the corridors of power, that is, through the corporal to the sergeant, etc. It is irritating not to be able to state your own case and to be dependent upon others to paint the picture of your character correctly to the boss, but this, unfortunately, is life as it is generally lived in business. If you have a petty bureaucrat immediately above you, or someone who just doesn't like your face, you may be in for a difficult time, for no one can be so full of his own authority as the small man who has been given just a little of this power for his very own. Worse still, a young apprentice may come into contact with an actual bully who can make his life miserable if he wishes. Trained not to tell at school, probably he will feel he must keep silent. As in the army, however, it is your right to ask for an interview through your immediate superior with the boss. This should never be refused, and the wise boss will listen to both sides of any question which is brought to his notice. The boss should always be given a chance. Maybe he does not know what is going on, and never will, unless someone has the courage to tell him. It is a difficult position for a boy to find himself in, for in all probability, the bureaucrat or the bully is a very useful member of the staff, or he would have been dismissed long ago. There is, however, a very strong case for taking the bull by the horns and going straight to the top. Big men are seldom petty-minded, and if a real wrong is pointed out to them, they have little option, if they are to live with themselves, but to see that it is put right. End of part 3.